USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are blocking an attempt by the House to pass the $2,000 stimulus checks President Trump wants. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tried to pass an amendment doing just that today, but the unanimous consent request required the approval of the Republican caucus. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did not give it. Republicans in the Senate, like Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, want the bill passed that will get Americans $600 ASAP.
Let's pass this. Let's get this signed. Let's get this into law. And we can have an ongoing discussion about whether there should be additional direct payments or not.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Pelosi saying a full House vote will take place Monday regarding those $2,000 direct payments. AAA projecting about 85 million people will be traveling over the holiday season. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump with some unlikely support in his veto of a defense bill.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where an override is likely. But the president is getting some support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech companies accountable for their actions.
Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Many professional athletes and broadcasters over the years have battled alcohol addiction, but the realities of what it looks like on a day-to-day basis haven't always been discussed publicly. Former New York Yankee and Milwaukee Brewer pitcher C.C. Sabathia discusses his battle with alcohol addiction in a new HBO documentary titled Under the Grapefruit Tree.
Say I pitch on Monday. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, I'm hammered, blackout drunk. Thursday, Friday, I don't drink at all, like nothing. Straight water, Gatorade. Pitch Saturday. When I'm coming out of the game, I need a Crown and Sprite in my locker. So I would literally start after the last pitch I threw. If I won, I was celebrating because I won. If I pitched bad, then I was off, so I needed a drink. There was never a shortage of reasons why I needed to drink.
An Oregon salon owner who reopened her business in defiance of the state's stay-at-home order earlier this year has filed a civil rights lawsuit against Democratic Governor Kate Brown. Lindsey Graham, who runs a glamour salon in downtown Salem, was fined $14,000 in May after she continued to operate her business despite an executive order from Brown that forced businesses such as salons to close amid the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.